The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Good afternoon, Mr. Das. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM.
Afternoon. Glad to be on.
Nice. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you're a very busy man, but we're going to get this quickly because, I mean, it's after budget, post budget. And some persons are excited about what's to come. Some persons are not that excited and quite disappointed. But let's hear from you. Based on what gas station owners are reporting, and I want to focus more on that, right? Based on what gas station owners are reporting, how severe is the financial hit so far? So let's talk about, like, in dollar terms or even margin compression losses. Let's talk about that. How severe is it?
So what would have happened yesterday was that the Minister of Finance reduced, as everybody knows, $1 on the price of fuel, right? Now, what is important to note is fuel is a regulated commodity in Trinidad and Tobago.
Right.
So gas stations, they purchase the fuel from NV, but they purchase at $6, close to $7, right? Because they only have a couple cents margin. So the selling price was $6.97, I believe.
Elite.
So they would have purchased, let's just for argument sake, use $6.50, a round number, right?
Okay.
Now, when the price was reduced, the minister made the comment immediately. Now, for every gas station in the country that would have purchased, let's say Sunday or even Monday morning, they would have purchased at the $6.50. Now, when the price dropped, they were effectively making a loss on every sale that day.
Right.
Now, so far, we haven't heard anything from NPS yet. We are not sure if the gas station dealers will receive a rebate. But we know for a fact at least one person in Trinidad in the night last night went to purchase gas because it was on social
media. I saw it on social media. I did. And was angry.
And correct. The person was quite angry. Now, when the minister, and I totally understand the passion behind the Honorable Minister to reduce the price. I think that's something the population greatly appreciated. But we also need to remember that each gas station is a separate business. And to change the price is not a snap of a finger, right? You need to go into the pump. You need to manually change it. It's not a software. And sometimes, because there was silence from NP, I could only speculate that this particular gas station may have felt, well, I am not going to incur a loss. And I'm continuing to sell my gas, and when that runs out and I purchase gas at a lower price, then I will drop my... And that's only a speculation. But it is a reality. Like, for example, another thing the minister announced was the reduction or the removal of VAT from 7,000 food items. Now, that reduction is supposed to come into effect October the 17th. We are October the 14th, and I have yet to see a listing from the Board of Inland Revenue specifying what these 7,000 items are. Now, the consequence of that is, let us just say the Board of Inland Revenue releases this list on the 16th. Somebody still needs to sit down and go in into their software, and for each one of these 7,000 items, remove that.
Correct.
We have the prices on the shelves. That needs to change. Sometimes these short time frames when things are given, it's really difficult from a business point of view, especially if you're talking SME, right? Mom and pop shop, as we like to say, a family business where somebody really needs to go and take their time. It takes time, and I suspect we will see more instances from the population where they go something that they think not supposed to have VAT, And it might be a little back and forth until everything settles down.
I understand. But I want to go back to the issue whereby the owners could face losses. And when I say losses, between $20,000 to $30,000 following the Finance Minister Dave Tanku's announcement of the $1 per liter reduction in the price of super gasoline. Now, what I wanted to find out is that how much consultation did the chamber or even the gas station sector have with the Ministry of Finance or Energy in advance of this decision? Was there any discussions?
So how it works, is, and this is applicable to every chamber, at the beginning of the year, or in this case when the new Minister of Finance was appointed, they did reach out to every Chamber of Commerce and ask for our recommendations.
Right.
Obviously, different chambers
will have different...
may make different recommendations, right? So they will ask in some instances, well, what do you all want to see? And we would have sent the ministry a list of recommendations, saying that the business community in the Coover Point Leases area would like to see.
Mm.
So once the recommendation list is sent out, on occasion, sometimes the minister may reach out further for some clarity on some items.
Right.
With regards to the price of gas, this was not discussed with the Coover Chamber, at least.
Mm.
But I suspect, because from the words the minister used, he discovered the price discrepancy when the new board of NP was announced.
Mm-hmm.
And that was only about a month ago.
Right.
So I suspect that this change might have been like a last-minute addition to the budget.
Right. Now, in terms of mechanisms or support, because, I mean, the loss is $20,000 to $30,000. Now, some persons have been saying on social media that, you know, the gas dealers, the gas station owners could face that loss. But is there any type of incentive if these gas station owners lose out on that amount? Are you aware of that? Anything like that?
So there isn't any incentive. What happens in a case like this, the gas station dealers will essentially wait on NP to give them a word if they are getting a rebate. Now, if MP says, well, sorry, sir, you have to absorb that loss, it is a loss that each gas station, and we have about 150 gas stations in Trinidad, would have to absorb. And a very important thing to note, for gas in Trinidad and Tobago, the profit margins are next to nothing. Most gas stations do not make a profit on the sale of fuel.
Oh, okay.
99% of the profit in a gas station actually comes from a quick shop.
Right. Okay.
So any gas station, and I think I find it hard pressed to even think of a gas station that does not sell or does not have a quick shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is the sale of fuel really isn't profitable when you take all the taxes, the labor costs, and just the cost of running a gas station into account.
Right. Okay. Now, I was watching on social media today, and a lot of persons were asking, how would, let's say for instance, I'm bringing a scenario, and I don't know if you can clear it up, but for us who are listening, who visit the gas station frequently, let's say I have, $50 to put in gas. If
right.
I put that $50 in gas, $50 would come up to how much liters? Let's say by average, about 20 liters, would it?
Are we talking super?
We're talking about super, right?
So currently, that's about 10 liters. Let's use round numbers.
Yes. So is it that when I pay the $50 for the 10 liters of gas, would I be getting back $10? Or would it be like I just pay the $50 and they cut down on the price? Because that it's a kind of mix-up. Some people don't understand how it will go. Do you know how that will go?
For the gas station dealer?
For the person who is getting the gas. for the customer?
No, well, the customer, they are purchasing gas at the lower price, right?
At the lower price, okay.
Anything with regards to the rebate, that is strictly for the gas station dealers to sort out with NP.
Okay, all right. Understood. Now, how has the new fuel prices affected daily operations for station owners, especially in the Coover Point Lisas region? Have you received any complaints?
Well, funny that you bring up the Coover Point Lisas area.
Mm-hmm.
We in the Coover area, unfortunately, only have one gas station, which is on the pre-sale flyover.
Right.
The
okay.
Two NP gas stations and the one NP station inside Coover itself has unfortunately shut down or closed,
mm-hmm.
for mainly because it's not profitable at this point in time. So our only real point of gas is on the pre-sale gas station.
Okay.
Now, they do, because they are one of the few gas stations located right next to the highway, they are high volume.
Right.
So even with this, typical Trinidadian, once the price was dropped, some people decided to go and
rush to the gas station. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So it has been high volume, and I think it will continue to be high volume, especially for any Coover area.
Okay, I understand. Thanks so much for that. And guys, if you're not joining us, good afternoon. We are here with the Vice President of the Coover Point Lisas Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Amit Das. I know I have a question from someone. Would you care to take it? Let's hear what they have to say. Good afternoon to you, Carrie V. Good afternoon to the Vice President. When the gas price went up, it was of immediate effect. Now the price gone down, it's a problem. Why was it a problem?
Well, it's just the price differential, because for the dealers, when the price went down,
mm-hmm.
they already had stock of fuel for people to purchase, and the stock was at a higher price. Now, I totally understand from the normal consumer point of view. Well, when the price go up, the dealers make a lot of money.
Right.
But please keep in mind, and I would love the public to understand,
mm-hmm.
that the sale of fuel does not make money, does not profiteer the dealers. The dealers make the majority of their profits from the quick shop.
Mm-hmm.
The reason gas stations continue to operate in Trinidad and Tobago is mainly because it's an essential service. And because everybody likes to say, well, they make money, but without a gas station in our area, you could have the best vehicle, but you can't go anywhere.
Right?
So please keep in mind, it is not a situation where gas station dealers are making millions of dollars. This is not the case.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, we have a phone call. Are you open to taking it? Let's hear who's there.
Yeah, no problem with me.
Nice, great. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Carrie.
Hey, love, what's up? Talk to us.
Yeah. What I want to find out, when gas go up...
I'm not hearing him, though.
You're not hearing him? All right.
No.
Let me hear what you have to say, sir.
Yeah, when they raise gas immediately, immediate effect, about an hour after I went in the gas station.
Right.
And the gas price went up. They didn't say let it wait.
Okay, well, somebody now asks about that. So, Mr. Das, is like just similar to the same question someone asked on WhatsApp. But let's move on. It's the same question someone from the WhatsApp asked, and he answered accordingly. Now, Mr. Das, would you say that the government's move to reduce the fuel prices came as a surprise to business operators?
I wouldn't say it was a surprise. Those in the know knew that the government was looking at not just the fuel price,
mm-hmm.
but with regards to the motor vehicle tax, with regards to the electric vehicles and placing VAT on it. So usually, once again, before budget and the consultations and the recommendations, we have an idea of what was recommended, so we have an idea based on what may change.
Okay. All right. I got you. Someone wanted to find out if this situation may affect employment and job stability in the service station sector, would it?
Not necessarily on the price of gas, mm-hmm. but come 2026, the NIS rate will be increased by 3%.
Right.
That increase will affect jobs, or can affect jobs, I should say, across the board, because in any labor-intensive business or low-profit margin business, the increase will be substantial. Because at 3%, one thing that people need to understand, the 3% increase in NIS is not 3% on the amount being paid currently. It is 3% increase on the rate of NIS.
Mm.
So effectively, you will see maybe a 30 to 40% in some cases increase in NIS deduction.
Right. Okay, understood. Look, we have someone here. They sent a voice note. So let's hear it. Let's hear what they have to say.
Hi, afternoon, Caribbean.
Hey.
I just wanted to find out, you know, I remember hearing in the budget speech, and even after the budget speech, that the last administration was actually overcharging us for gas. So all the profit that they were making for the last 10 years, when they increased the price 5 times, who received that money? Didn't the margins of the distributors, which would be the gas stations, increase as well?
Thanks so much for your voice note. Mr. Das, would you care to comment on that?
Unfortunately, I didn't hear.
You didn't hear, Kel? Okay.
No, he is not behaving today.
All right, I'm sorry. So let me see if I can paraphrase what he said. So he said that over the years, the previous administration raised the gas prices and they would have profited. What the person wanted to know was, where would the profit have gone to? Is it that it goes to different gas stations or just the, you know, the service stations itself? Where the profit go?
So
if you're aware, if you know.
It's a very loaded question that the person did ask. Like, let me see if I could break it down as much as possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every time that the previous administration raised the price of gas,
right,
they basically removed a subsidy. Now, what I mean by that is the price that the government was paying for gas was higher than the price that it was being sold for, that the general public was being sold for. If anybody, even now, if you go and you Google what is the price per liter of super gas in the United States, it's far higher than what we actually pay in Trinidad and Tobago. Now, the profit, whatever profit NP make, which who actually sells gas in Trinidad and Tobago, those profits go to the government of Trinidad and Tobago. And what does the government use the money for?
You all will know that.
Yeah, money is money once it goes into a bank account, but at the end of the day, a lot of the money that the government has to spend, and if you look at the recurrent expenditure, relates to salaries, government employees. So that it goes to anything. To pinpoint exactly what it's for, that is near impossible.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, some dealers have suggested that government should temporarily suspend or reduce taxes on fuel sales to help them recover. What's your take on that?
I would say a one-day law would not be significant enough to suspend any taxes. I know the dealers would like to see, with regards to business levy and green fund levy, because those are taxes on revenue itself. They would like to see some adjustment to those two taxes. But to say they need to suspend taxes, I don't think that's appropriate. And while the Minister of Finance reduced the price effective immediately, a one-day loss should not be significant enough to suspend taxes on anything.
Right, right. Okay. And let's just touch on fuel subsidy. Do you visit the fuel subsidy model to make it fairer to both consumers and dealers? What's your thoughts on that?
I think fair market conditions should prevail. I know the previous government has not were open to letting the price of fuel fluctuate based on market conditions, but they never actually implemented it.
Wow.
I would hope if this government decides to allow free market conditions to take effect, I would hope that it's actually implemented. I am hoping that everything that was said in the budget is implemented, because in Trinidad, unfortunately, you know, especially in the previous administration, things were said in the budget and never came to fruition.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, well, that makes sense at times. So now you believe that this move of reducing the gas, the gasoline price, you think that this move will have a trickle-down effect on transport, even shipping and grocery prices?
It can, but what we need to ask ourselves is how many, let us use taxis as an example, how many taxis actually use super? A lot of them, at least in South and in Coover, uses CNG.
Right.
So if you're using CNG, you may not, the benefit of the $1 may not apply to you. So it all depends. It's like on a case-by-case basis, right?
Right.
With regards to the grocery prices, grocery prices are subject to change because one other initiative in the budget was the $500 increase on the containers.
Right.
The clear container, I believe it's $525. Now, that is per container. And if some of these large importers bring 100 containers for the year, 100,000 containers for the year, the $5 on that is a lot.
Right.
I think $500. Right. And one thing to keep in mind, especially if we go back to the gas price, the minister reduced the gas price on super mainly because the price of oil internationally has fallen.
Right.
Now, if, let us say, there's conflict in the Middle East and the price of oil spikes again, it may be a situation where the minister may now have to come and increase gas price. So one thing we always must keep in mind, the gas prices we pay are fixed. It is not subject to the open market.
Right.
And if the price of oil spikes internationally, then you may see an increase back in the price at the pump.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Das, for that. I have one more question before we go, because we have to wrap up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that was presented in the budget, the 2025-2026 budget presentation? Is there anything that you'd wish you saw in it, but it was not? They didn't have anything in it?
Well, there will always be things, as I believe, as the Prime Minister herself said, you cannot please everybody.
Well, true, but I mean...
Well, for us, we in Coover, I know the Prime Minister and the Minister of Finance have committed to opening back the Children's Hospital. We look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, if we keep that in mind, is the cost of healthcare in Trinidad and Tobago.
Right.
Right now, healthcare is primarily funded through the health surcharge that employees pay,
right,
and the rest of money comes directly from central government. I would really like to see a system where the cost of healthcare is transparent, where every person in Trinidad and Tobago contributes to healthcare and not only the employees. The current system mainly places the burden on employees.
Right.
The people who get a monthly salary or weekly or fortnightly. But there are a multitude of people in Trinidad and Tobago who do not contribute to the health surcharge system,
right,
but uses the services. And I really believe that any person who uses the services, the health services in Trinidad and Tobago, should contribute.
Should contribute.
And that goes for the foreign nationals as well, because as we are all aware, there are a multitude of foreign nationals, legally and illegally,
mm-hmm,
who uses our healthcare system but do not contribute to the system.
Mm.
I believe that is something, hopefully in the next budget, that the minister will focus on.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you so much, Mr. Das, for joining us this afternoon. And I hope we have you back here again. Thank you so much.
No problem. Anytime.
Yes. Have a good one. Have a safe one on the roads. Thank you so much.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.